and welcome to another episode of the Snowy's Camping Show here with Ben and Lauren. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening to your podcast, whether that be on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. I use Podcast Addict. What do you use?
Google Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm Google-centric.
I'm Google-centric as well, but I just don't use Google Podcasts.
They'll do the same thing.
They do.
Press play.
Realistically. Also, don't forget to jump onto our Facebook group, Snowy's Camping Show.
Mm-hmm.
So you can join in the conversation, make posts, chat to fellow campers, all of that sort of jazz.
Share it around too. Get your other friends involved. We want more people, more stories, more ideas, more help in the group.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So recently you had a chance to shine your bright, shiny little star.
You said to me
in our water filtration episode where you got to geek your little heart out and have 90% of the airtime going over all these little bits of information that made your little brain hum happy. And today
you sound bitter.
I'm not. I'm joyful.
This episode where I had more airtime than you.
That is not my tone or my vibe. I basically get to relax, so I'm good. But people loved it. And because we did, when we went into it, we were like, I don't know, like it's really quite technical and information dense and whether or not people were going to get around it. And people did get around it.
And I just talked really fast.
And so I was like, well, let's give Benji another chance to shine.
But this is on a, I had to research this more. Gas isn't my strong point, but I've just developed knowledge over time.
Is water microbiology your strong point?
No, but if I go back to my old days of working in like lightweight hiking shops,
I get you.
A particular friend I had at one spot. We did geek out and all of these things, and I think that's just where it all got ingrained in my mind. But large 9 kilo gas bottles wasn't part of those conversations because it was all about hiking.
I get it.
So I've had to learn this later in life, and my brain isn't as spongy anymore. So I've had to read it a few times, but. I did have.
Yeah. So today we're covering, you may or may not have heard or be aware of it or whatever, but in Australia, for those of you listening internationally, somewhere else, we've had some changes to our gas standards. Now, these changes have sort of been in various stages over the last maybe 18 months or
even
12
longer.
Months or something.
It's a bit of a slow burn when it comes to these things with gas.
Anyway, so. Your pole connection, POL connection, which everyone knows is your good old swap and go sort of Barbie gas bottle type things, now no longer are in circulation. Well, they're in circulation still, but they're no longer being able to – we've had a full transition into LCC 27.
Yep, so nothing's manufactured.
Nothing's manufactured anymore with a POL connection.
Yep.
So you've recently done a whole bunch of research on this to update a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to pick your brains about it because
Awesome.
You're the man.
Well, the bit of background on where this came from, we did an article quite a while ago. I researched it myself and put an article out there just on gas to try and help people understand gas fittings and regulators and all that sort of stuff. And I had to go on a journey
and you're
of discovery.
And you're a safety guy.
And I'm a safety guy, yep. It always comes up. Never let that one go.
Well, it's good. It's
my
good being a safety
Simon
guy.
Simon will be laughing in his boots right now.
I mean, you're not going to blow your beard off by making silly gas choices, so that's good.
I'm not, no. But anyway, we put this article out there and one of our viewers or readers at the time came back and said, actually, there's some more information and that you'd like to know and he's mentioned in the articles that we've written on the website, but he jumped in and helped us with content and he's kind of been in contact ever since. So whenever he's in the gas manufacturing sort of industry and sort of had a conversation and our idea with this is all about making sure people are doing it safely.
Yeah.
And he had an interest in that too. So he helped in sort of the technical accuracy of all the gas articles that we've got. So
sweet.
So he certainly supported us in writing this information.
What's his name, by the way?
His name's Ben as well.
Is it?
So he must be a pretty cool person because his name's Ben. But he's mentioned at the end of the I'm just ignoring you laughing.
Slide that
That's
one in.
Cool. He jumped in with it when this new LCC fitting came out. He actually jumped in a long time ago and said, this is coming out. And we all went, we don't know anything about it yet.
Yeah, right.
And
okay.
Finally, this arrived, and then I went, oh, I got some information on that, and dragged through my emails and pulled up this article that, that Ben sent me. So, between that and what our suppliers have given us, we've been able to put together a bit of a guide here on the new LCC 27 fitting, which stands for Leisure Cylinder Connection Type 27.
Well, there you go.
The old one, POL, is Prestolite or Type 21. That's the names. You look really bored.
Well, you said POL, but then you said Prestolite.
Prestolite.
Yeah.
Prestolite, POL, Prestolite.
Oh, Type 21 right.
Yep. So cool, LCC cool. Type 27 or POL Type 21.
Cool, I'm with
so
you
So the POL or Type 21 is the one that is now phased out of manufacturing but still used in circulation.
And it's the one that looks like a giant bullet.
Yeah. And the new one does too, but it's got a bit of extra stuff around it.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. So the new one being LCC 27. So we'll refer to it as POL being old, LCC 27 as being new. Now, the reason they changed was because the old POL fitting, there's a few reasons, and I've pulled this off of various articles just to sort of be consistent, but the reason they wanted to move away from the POL fittings was because the safe connection between the hose and the cylinder was entirely dependent on that being done up tight enough.
Yeah, right, okay.
Sometimes there was kind of something you could grab to tighten it up. Other times there was just a little wing nut. But if you didn't tighten that up properly or you got a little bit of sand in there or something.
You always had to use a wrench.
Yeah, and, it wasn't tightened up properly. The thread was also backwards. It wasn't righty-tighty. It was lefty-tighty, righty-loosey, the other way around. So you had to screw it the opposite direction to tighten it up, which was counterintuitive. And no matter what, if a gas bottle was just sitting there and you turn the tap on the gas bottle with nothing attached, gas would flow at the bottle. There was nothing to stop it from coming out. So gas could always come out. So there was always room for poor connection, gas leak, even in storage. If it's in the back of your car, or you shouldn't have it in your car, but if it's in storage and something falls and knocks that handle, gas can start to leak. So I know I've had my gas bottle, must have been a slow leak once, and I always turn it off at the cylinder, but I didn't once, and I could smell gas around my pergola after overnight. So just a small leak, and it just slowly sort of seeped out. Whereas the new LCC fitting has what they call an integrated check valve. So when the gas hose is removed, a check valve seals off the outlet, and if you turn the tap on, gas doesn't come out.
Okay,
you
that's
need
cool.
to actually put the hose in place for that check valve to open.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so much safer.
Sort of seems to me like that would be common sense to
Well, it does. When you think about it, you go, oh, that makes sense. So if you left the cylinder on and took the hose out, it's going to seal without you even turning the cylinder
Admittedly, so. I don't know if anybody else has done this, but the amount of times we've had like a barbecue or whatever, and then you've come back to the barbecue a week later to cook up your next lot and you're like, ah, shit. Shiver me timbers.
Second.
That's my second strike.
Cam's got one strike and you've got two.
Shiver me whiskers. I forgot to turn my gas bottle off and now I've got none left.
Yeah, because a slow leak or something like that. Yeah. Another safety feature, and I don't quite understand this, but the wording is that a gas seal is achieved at the connection point prior to the check valve being open. Now, I assume that means that before you've even pushed the hose in far enough for that check valve to open, there's actually a seal already been achieved.
Okay.
That's as much as I can sort of work out from that. There's an intuitive and visible external handed ACME thread or ACME thread, and that's just the type of thread it is with little slopes at the sides, but it does up, it's righty-tighty now.
Okay.
And it's a large handle, a large plastic thing that you can like actually screw.
Is that what that big black?
The big black thing over the
top.
Yeah. Yep. And on top of that, black thing is also a safety feature in that if there is a fire, that black nut softens to eject the hose. Like if there's a fire next to the gas cylinder, that melts, the hose comes out, the check valve operates and the gas seals off.
That sounds like some wizardry.
It's pretty straightforward.
Oh. Okay. I was like, is that something that Tony Stark would invent?
But it is a little – there are things that you kind of go, well, that makes perfect sense. Why have we not had – this on gas bottles previously. So,
look, I'm going to say here with much love to our US listeners that they're going to be like, damn Australia and your bloody gas rules. We use X, Y, Z, and nobody ever gets hurt over here, because some other countries just have totally different, like a yeah. lot of people internationally think that Australia is cooked because all of our rules around gas and whatever is so strict and we yeah. can't sell certain products here and whatever. But it's also a bit like, I'm glad.
Yeah, it's all good until something bad happens and you've got a gas fire streaming yeah. out of your gas bottle, burning down your tent.
Yeah.
And then or just gas leaks is probably the silent danger, yeah. really. Gas Definitely. Leaks, if you're falling asleep and there's a gas leak, you just won't wake up.
Yeah.
So this applies not to all cylinders, because there's two different types of fittings. There, if we step back before LCC, there was POL and there was like the 3/8 BSP. So yeah. they're the little cylinders with the valve that comes straight out the top.
Yeah.
And they're normal threaded. They're
like a little threaded. They're yep. like a little threaded neck, aren't they, on the top of your bottle?
That's right, yeah. So the male fittings on the cylinder, the female fittings on the hose, mm-hmm. that's not relevant to these here. Those yep. still have those potential safety issues around them. This applies to 9-kilo bottles and sort of 4, 4.5 kilos. There's a few different sizes.
You swap and go bottles with that POL attachment.
Yeah, yep. Yep. And they come out like the valve comes straight out the top, and then it kind of does a 90-degree turn and the hose goes into the side of the bottle yep. rather than in the top. So
yep.
it's only applicable to those. It's not applicable to natural gas bottles, those big ones
okay.
and all those. That's a different scenario. It's just the leisure cylinders, which are 9 and 4/4 kilo cylinders.
The change has been finished completely since April 2022.
It has.
Like prior to that, there was like you could still manufacture this, but you couldn't manufacture that. And then you could mm-hmm. like there were multiple different stages. But since April of this year, no POL anything, not hoses or accessories or appliances can be manufactured.
Yeah. Things that are already in the market can be sold, but
yeah.
they can't manufacture gas items, hoses, appliances with the old POL fitting anymore.
It's also probably worth noting, because it's come up quite a lot in the last couple of months, that this, as we've sort of already said a couple of times, to just say again, the standards can only control the manufacturing side of it. They don't mm. control the retail side of it. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that POL has been able to legally be manufactured or on some level up until the end of May of this year. So if you're a March. But yes. like 1st of April was a total changeover, right?
Yes.
So yep. hypothetically, if you're a factory who makes a gas appliance, and in theory you should already have been, you know, making the LCC 27s, but you haven't, you still made some POL gear in March, mm-hmm. that's going to sit in your factory until it's purchased from a wholesaler, and then mm-hmm. that's going to go to the wholesaler, and then that's going to sit at the wholesalers until it's purchased by a retailer, and then mm-hmm. that's going to go and sit at a retailer mm-hmm. until it's purchased by a consumer. And so the reality is it may not actually be for another 6 to 12 months before all of these this POL gear that's sitting mm-hmm. somewhere in the retail chain mm-hmm. from point of manufacture to end user gets moved through.
Yep.
So,
but on top of that, it's going to be this came from Ben's information to me, that it's going to be quite a long time
yeah.
before they're not around anymore. So all your swap and goes, you're probably going to have a combination of POL and the new LCC fitting. So yeah. we'll get onto backwards and forwards compatible connections shortly, but you need yeah. to be aware of these things, because a gas cylinder has a 10-year testing date.
Yeah.
So if you just bought prior to
April,
the mandatory date in, a POL gas cylinder, you've got 10 years that you can use, and you can still refill the old POL yep. bottles. You've got 10 years that you could use that and refill it up until the testing date. When that testing date comes around, you take it to a testing center. They then need to change the fitting over to yep. an LCC fitting. They can't yep. It's required to be changed over then. So if you think some like swap and go just theoretically went and bought 400 POL gas bottles right before the mandatory date.
Yeah, like in January this year or something.
Yeah, there's 400 of those yep. cylinders that are going to be floating around being tested up until their date
yep.
hits, and then they're going to need to be changed over.
Yeah.
So we'll see a mix of them for a good number of
years. Transition period is going to be a really long time.
So that is really
but
important.
But it's like if you're somebody who has a POL appliances and gas bottles at home, you don't need to freak out. You're not doing anything wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's not like the standards affect using it. You can still use all of this stuff. But just be aware that some appliances and some gas bottles that you can purchase now may already have this connection. So it's more just a matter of, well, yeah, like let's talk about that compatibility now, because some people do already have LCC 27 gas bottles. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, they do. So, so that means if you go out and get an LCC, and I will quickly mention too that hoses, if you've got a POL hose, theoretically they should be replaced every, say, 10 years as well. So, or when they're damaged, when they're replaced, you need to upgrade them. So whatever you've got is fine up until the test date or fails. At that point, you're going to need to upgrade to LCC 27.
Yeah.
So in terms of forwards and backwards compatible, if you've got a, say, let's use my theory, I've got a Weber Family Q at home. It's got a POL fitting on it.
Yeah.
I can keep using that with any POL, any cylinder with a POL valve on it.
Yeah.
And any cylinder with a new LCC 27 valve on it. The POL fitting will go in to the LCC valve on the gas bottle.
So what you're saying is if you do happen to have a new LCC 27 gas bottle on its own, a POL fitting will still fit into the new valve.
Yep. It's got the internal thread. You can use it. I assume the check valve maybe comes in. I don't know if the check valve does because the shape of the new one is slightly different.
Well, it would have to, otherwise the old POL wouldn't make the gas come out.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a good point. Yeah, but it doesn't have all the safety features. So you still need to make sure you do it up properly and it's going to be the left-handed thread.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can still use a POL valve with your old POL regulator. Mm-hmm. The only limitations you're going to have is if you buy, so you've got an old POL gas cylinder at home, you go out and buy yourself a Fengel new gas camping stove today, which will have we'll say it was manufactured. Sorry, if you buy it today, it could have a POL or it could have an LCC 27. Yep. But let's just assume you're buying the newest one that was manufactured this year after April and it's got the LCC 27 fitting and regulator on the hose.
Yeah.
You can't connect that to your old POL cylinder.
Right, right, right. So what you're saying is POL and LCC 27 will connect to an LCC 27 gas bottle, but only a POL connection will connect to a POL gas bottle.
Yes.
I see.
That's right.
Yep.
So because the new fitting requires that external thread.
Yep.
Normal right-handed thread.
So if you have an LCC 27 appliance, you have to have an LCC 27 gas bottle. Okay.
So that's most important to remember if you're on swap and go or you're buying yourself a cylinder.
Yeah.
Swap and go in particular, because it's quite easy to go and you put your gas cylinder in, you grab the new one, put it in your car and drive home, and then you realize you picked up one with a POL valve on it.
Yeah,
right. And you can't connect it. So be aware that if you've got that new fitting, and you know if you've got it because it's going to have that big black plastic nut on it.
That black knobbly thing.
If you've got that, then you need to get a gas cylinder with the LCC 27 fitting, and you'll know it's the LCC 27 fitting because there is a visible chunky external thread on it.
Yeah.
You can't see an external thread on the old POL fittings. It's an internal finer thread.
They don't look the same, do they?
No. The tap on the top, the general shape of it is the same, but the actual spot where the hose fits looks differently.
Question for you. You made a note on a rubber nose about a rubber nose POL connector.
That's a good point. I think I didn't clear myself up on that, but there was a specific note.
Like some POL fittings have a rubber thing on them. And if you want to use-
They got stuck in the valve somewhere, didn't they?
Yeah, something like if you use them, if you have one of the old POL appliances that has the rubber bit on it, if you want to use that with a new gas bottle or something, apparently the rubber bit comes off.
I think it's just worth checking. So there's a lot of different POL fittings and I've seen some without any rubber on it at all. It just relied on the metal to metal for the seal. I think I've got some at home that have just got an O-ring around it that you can replace that seals. And then there are others that actually have a rubber nose, like the entire nose of it's rubber. If you took it off, it doesn't have that rounded bullet shape. It's got like a little sort of knob thing that you just click the rubber onto. So if you push the end, it's a soft rubber nose. And I think it was Ben, the person who helped us with this, said that if you've got an old POL fitting with that rubber nose and you use one of the new fittings, just be aware or check when you take it out, that that rubber nose doesn't get stuck in the fitting. Because otherwise you'll take your, if you're doing swap and go, you'll take it back and go to fit the next one and you realize you haven't got the rubber nose on your gas bottle. So,
yeah.
So just check up on that. I don't know why there were so many different versions of the POL fitting, why some have got rubber, some haven't, some are just metal. I don't know. But this one has a really soft rubber tip on it.
I don't know about you, but I feel like in my lifetime of sort of being involved in this industry, gas standards seem to have sort of tightened up a bit. Do you know what I mean? It, like they're getting more considered. So maybe it's just a matter that POL connections have been around for so long, but the standards around exactly how and the who, what, where's, why's of a POL connection and whatever weren't as tight.
Yep.
Which is why there's a little bit of a variety, even though it's the same connection, there's a variety of how that connection's executed. And probably has something to do with why this new standard has come in.
But it'd be good to make it simpler because it's not always clear with
gas. No, you're right, it's not.
And you could go down the path of connecting all sorts of strange things together, leaving regulators out of systems with the stuff that you could buy in a camping shop.
Yeah.
You could potentially set something up that's wrong. You've got high pressure stoves, low pressure stoves. Some regulators are 2.75 kPa, some are less. I was confused when I started looking into it.
Yep.
And even then, if I don't look at it for a little while, I have to come and sort of scratch my head and go, oh, what was that again? How did that go together? And what can you and can't you do? And there's a lot of rules around the length of hoses. You're not allowed to join hoses together.
Yeah.
But you could probably buy a fitting that could join a hose together. So, yeah, I think you're right. And it would be good if it was tightened up for the safety, not just of your campsite, but everyone else around you.
Yeah, correct. So sort of moving on to the next question, which is going to be around adapters.
Mm-hmm.
But I did just want to make a point because sometimes with you and the things that you like say or your opinions on things, I'm like, ugh, safety bent, like you don't have to be so over the top all the time. But then also I understand that within the sort of broader community of campers and whatever, there are people out there who are like, doesn't matter, like I've been doing X for X amount of years and it's never harmed me or whatever. And I do definitely genuinely appreciate those opinions, but there are some times where I see a setup or I see the way someone's done something and I'm like, holy heck, that's dangerous, you know, but people keep doing it because they don't perceive there to be a problem.
Yeah.
But then having said that, all it takes is one time, you know, what needs to happen in order for somebody to accept that it is a problem and what actually could happen could cause someone permanent injury or death. Do you know what I mean? And so it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not an over the top safety person and I don't really want to be an over the top safety person because there is 100% value in being like, well, I've been doing this and there's literally no problem in that because you can use common sense and you can work through your processes and you can, you know, there's ways that people can use informed, you know, or educate themselves to be able to make those informed choices.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, I do think it's worth taking things more seriously and just being aware of that, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you put it this way, if you get a gas appliance attached at home, installed at home, you need to get a trained, qualified gas fitter to come and do that.
Yeah.
Like that legally you need to. Same with electricity. You need to have a qualified electrical person to come and do that. It's gas potentially coming from a similar cylinder that we use for camping. Yeah, anyone can go to a camping shop and buy a cylinder, or not just a camping shop, but hardware shop, whatever.
Yeah.
Buy cylinders, fittings, whatever, and kind of rig up their own thing if they wanted. If they're smart enough, they might have a lathe at home and be able to make their own adapter. Anyone can do that, and there's no real rules out there saying what you can and can't do. So I think it is good that – I mean, I think this POL fitting is a big step forward because there'd be so many barbecues out there with the old POL fitting that are probably slowly leaking. And, yeah, you're right. If it's all good until something bad happens.
Yeah, like I remember, you know, I know we're sort of digressing a little bit here and talking about stuff, but I remember talking to a customer that had contacted us, and they had a stove and a gas bottle that they were using with their caravan, like an external caravan with one of those external pull-out kitchens.
Yep.
But they were using it within a fully sealed annex space.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the night, they woke up because they had happened to have a gas monitor, an oxygen monitor thing inside their caravan.
Wow.
And that woke them up because the gas stove from outside in the annex had, I think there was like a little, a tiny little fault on the thread. And so it hadn't made a proper seal, and the gas bottle had just leaked out through the annex all night, and that had gone. That was enough to cause a monitor inside their caravan to go off because oxygen was low. And hypothetically, that if they didn't have one of those oxygen monitors, they could potentially have not woken up.
Mm.
And so it's just one of those situations where if somebody was to you know, not – just take for granted that they've tightened something up tight enough, and they didn't do, you know, with the soapy water and whatever, and they didn't do a leak check or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Do you sort of understand where I'm coming from?
Absolutely.
It can be a bit scary. And so even though in theory people use adapters and they're like, well, I want to use this gas bottle with this stove, but the fitting's not the same, and I want to use this adapter. And it's like, well, yeah, in theory you can. Mm. But I always find, for me, that seems like such a gray area, and it's such a fine line when you're giving people advice, because it's like, well, I don't want to give you advice to use an adapter, because I understand that the reality is that's an additional point which increases the opportunity for failure in your connection, and I don't want to be responsible for advising you that that's completely safe. Does that make sense? Even though it's fully acceptable practice.
Yeah, anyone can do it. And we tend to think like fire. We go, I don't want to fire with the gas. But that scenario is the scarier one, because you won't know it's happening.
Yeah.
And you won't ever know it's happened, because in that situation you could just fall asleep and not wake up ever.
Yeah.
So that's a scarier thing, I think, than fire sometimes. So.
Yeah. So let's talk about adapters.
Adapters, yeah. So I've not found any rock solid information on yes or no with adapters, because you can still buy adapters, but the general recommendation is to avoid using them.
Majority of product manuals and information guides that manufacturers make to go with a stove or a gas appliance will say very clearly, do not use adapters.
Mm. Yep.
But then they also manufacture the adapter. Yeah. It's the same brand.
It's confusing.
So
the main reason is, as with all gas things, it's another point at which gas can leak.
Yeah.
So you've got, if you've screwed a common adapter is to go from a POL to a 3/8 BSP or the other way around. So rather than screwing a POL to be able to screw a POL into a 3/8 fitting, you need to put an adapter on the end. So you've got a connection between the POL and the adapter, then another connection between the adapter and the gas bottle. So you've taken what would be one connection and made it into two now.
Yeah.
And quite often there's an issue, and this is one with POL, is that
because the thread's opposite. In theory, it's three, isn't it? You've got your gas bottle connection,
We got the appliance as well, I suppose.
Forget me.
With the POL fitting, because it's a left-handed thread, when you're trying to tighten the adapter onto a 3/8 BSP cylinder, you do the thread up one way and then you're doing the other thread up the other way. So tightening one's loosening the other.
Yeah.
So you're kind of trying to you need to tighten it both ways. So it's just, there's just more room for error. And that's why they say don't use it wherever you can. And I've used those adapters. I prefer not to, just because it's an extra thing to lose as well.
Yeah.
But try not to use adapters and don't link hoses together and all that sort of thing. Just, I think the best rule to follow is just use the hose that came with the appliance to attach directly to the appropriate gas bottle.
Correct.
Gas
supply. I would agree with that too.
That would be the safest, most straightforward way around it.
Mm-hmm.
You can usually tighten up the hose on the appliance with a wrench or something, with the exception of a lot of camping cylinders, but you just want to make sure that's done up really tight. And then if you've got a POL valve now, this new LCC fitting makes that idiot-proof, I suppose.
Yeah. And I know it's not quite exactly the LCC 27, but I probably reckon we get hundreds of questions a year, maybe, at, you know, 100, 200 questions a year where people are like, can I get an adapter for my bayonet fitting in my caravan?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like caravans and motorhomes and whatever that have an existing regulated gas supply, you cannot legally use an adapter.
No.
It's covered. It's literally covered by a standard that adapters are prohibited in a caravan situation.
Yeah. Yep. So we've written the standard here.
Yeah. So you need to use a bayonet gas appliance.
Yep. And all of that's there to try and make sure people are using the right appliance with the system. Because if you're connected to your caravan system, you've already got, as you mentioned, a regulated system.
Yeah.
So there are hoses out there that go from like a bayonet fitting to the fitting that would go on most low pressure hoses, not the camping style ones.
Mm-hmm.
You connect a camping style one, it's just not going to work.
No.
So, and this goes back to what we talked about before about it just being really confusing because there's so many different thread fittings and everything.
Yeah.
Hopefully this LCC might be a slow move towards some standardization. It just takes so long with this, with all these gas regulations. All the stoves that we get in are always new in the US and we get them years later because it goes through the testing standards here. And you know what? It's a pain in the bum, but you know, even though I might get it and use it safely, I can't guarantee that Joe Blow in the campsite next to me is using it safely. So,
And I guess that is a really good point, you know, especially if you're in like a caravan park and someone's camped less than 5 meters away from you. And, you know, if their camp system catches on fire or explodes or, you know, they don't wake up in the morning, that's not good for you either.
No, not really.
So that's why this sort of stuff's important.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm turning into dreary safety, Ben, but safety I'm not. Lauren. I'm definitely not.
Have we covered everything?
I think so.
Refills, you can still get the refill as per normal. Just take LCC or POL in as long as it's within the testing date. You can get it refilled.
Yeah.
And caravans and the LCC 27 valve come under the same dates where anything manufactured after April this year had to have the new LCC fitting. Any old caravans, if you've got old POL fittings, ideally you need to have them updated every 10 years anyway.
Yeah.
When that date comes about, get it updated. Just keep in mind that if you've got any old POL cylinders that are still full of gas, if you get your caravan switched over, you're going to have to get new cylinders too and you can't transfer gas from one cylinder to another. So use the gas up first.
The gas up first. Good one.
Yep.
Well, on that note, how'd you feel today?
It was good. I always get nervous talking about gas stuff because we're going on the knowledge that we get from our suppliers and everything. And But it is quite confusing.
And I think we've also, you know, demonstrated potentially in this conversation that it isn't necessarily black and white all the time.
No.
So that doesn't mean that every single thing that we've said is necessarily going to be 100%. So if you're somebody who's listening to this and you happen to know different or better, but also, you know, to put this nicely, not just somebody sitting at home who watches a lot of YouTube and has a really strong opinion about it. But if you're somebody who actually is a gas professional or works with these standards or does come from a place of authority and there's information that we need to know or that needs to be corrected or added, just
let everyone know. We don't want
comments
to just
on YouTube or jump onto the Facebook group and just talk about it because it's important and sharing knowledge is always the way to go.
We don't want to sit in our hands and not say anything in case we say something wrong. We'd rather have a conversation about the best of our knowledge and hopefully it pulls out all the other bits.
Agreed.
Cool.
Thanks for joining us.
Bit of a serious
episode. Conversation.
I don't think we even said anything stupid, did we?
Not really.
Got through it without.
We did. I think we were good. We were real adults today. And on that note, we will say adieu and we will see you next Monday.
Next time.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for watching.